Ukemuva, and is brought in Sforim. Ki b'mitzrayim, koidim kabola satoiro, iefsher lahashlemes haloshna koidish alidei loshen targum. Because when we were in Egypt at that time, before the Torah was given, we couldn't possibly make the tikkun for Loshna Kodesh through Targum. You know why? Ki ze habiro shel bechinas Loshen Targum yefsher kim al yedei Torah. Because the fixing up of Targum can only be done via the Torah, when you have the Torah. Shehu kolul mibechinas shnayim mikra vecha Targum. The Torah is a combination of two units of Mikra, of Lashon Kodesh, to one unit of Targum. Shehu bechinas shleimus Lashon HaKodesh al yedei Lashon Targum. That's how the Lashon HaKodesh is completed and perfected through Targum. When it's mixed the right way, when you have that mix of Shnayim Mikra v'echo Targum. Ki ha-toiro hi bechinas eitz ha-chayim. Because the Torah is the tree of life. Tikun Eitz Hadas, which is the tikun for the Eitz Hadas. Ki ikar ha-tikun v'habirur ha-toiv mehara hu al yedei ha-toira. Because the most important tool that enables us to fix the Eitz Hadas, to be able to sort out good from bad, is the Torah. Sheklula mitorah shebichsa v'torah shebalpe. The Torah, which is a combination of written and oral. Shehu bechinas shleimus loshna kodesh al yedei loshen targum, and that's how the Torah is a represents the completion and perfection of loshna kodesh through targum. Ki Torah shebichsav hi bechinas loshna kodesh, because the written Torah represents loshna kodesh. It's written in Hebrew, loshna kodesh. Ki kol ha-toira neviim ksuvim heim b'loshna kodesh. Because the Tanakh that we have is written in Loshna Kodesh. V'toira shebal peh hu b'chinas loshen targum. Whereas the oral Torah, that represents targum. Shu b'chinas eitz hadas toivora, which is corresponds to the tree of knowledge, good and bad. B'chinas noiga. The Torah shebal peh is b'chinas noiga, good and bad. Shezeo b'chinas shisha sidrei Mishnah. This is the concept of the six orders of Mishnah that we have. Shein b'chinas kosher u'posel tomei v'toher osu muter, which the Sforim tell us that in general, most of our Mishnahs are based on this right-left, kosher, posel, tomei, toher, osur muter, which is in a sense good and bad. Tomei is something we usually refer to as bad. Hainu bechinas toiv vora kiyadua. That's the concept of good and bad. So the Torah shebal peh is good and bad. It's eitz hadas toiv vora. It's targum. The Torah shebichsav is loshna kodesh. Hainu shalidei bechinas shisha sidrei mishnah shem klal Torah shebal peh mevarin hatoiv meara. By studying the six orders of Mishnayis and the Gemara, which is the Torah shebal peh, through that we sort out the good from the bad. The Hainu Shemavarim, Hakosha me apostle, Tomei Tor, etc. Shezeo Bechinas Biror Eitz Hadas Toivora. That's the concept of sorting out the Eitz Hadas. Bechinas Biror Lashon Targum. And that's the concept of sorting out the language of Targum, being able to distinguish between the good and bad in there, and make the tikkun for the language of Targum. And it's this combination of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh that can bring about Shleimus Loshna Kodesh. That can perfect the Loshna Kodesh. V'alkein Iker Torah Shebal Peh Nichtavo B'Loshen Targum. And this is why the majority of Torah Shebal Peh, you know, is in Targum. Shehu ha-gemara shesidru rabbeinu zal b'loshen targum, which is the gemara which our rabbis organize in targum. Sheshom ikar biror kol dini ha-toira. That's, it's in the gemara that you have the main sorting out of all the laws of the Torah, the analysis and figuring out what's right, what's wrong, what's good and bad, kosher, posel, etc. V'gam ha-Torah shebechsav bi'atzma klula miloshen ha-Kodesh v'targum. And not only is the Torah shebal peh all about targum, but even the Torah shebechsav, even the written Torah, also is a combination of loshen kodesh and targum. Why? K'moy shom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, minayin letargum min ha-Torah. Where do we see targum in the Torah? We know that in the Torah itself, we're going to have it next week or the following week, when Yaakov Avinu engages Lavan, and they set up a special Mizbeach, and it says, and he called it Yegar Sahaduso. You have Aramaic words in the written Torah. Ki klal ha-Torah hu bechinas dibur ha-kodoy shel Hashem Yisborach sheboi boro ha-olam shulosh na-kodesh. Because the entire Torah is... Because what the Torah is all about is the holy word of Hashem with which Hashem created the world, which is Loshon HaKodesh. Ki bo'oraisa boro kodesh baruch hu alma. Because the Gemara, the Zohar Kodesh say, Hashem created the world with the Torah. V'ha-Torah hi mekayemes es olam. And the Torah is what sustains the world. V'ikar kiyum ho'olam al yidei ha-Torah hu al yidei b'chinas shleimus Loshon HaKodesh al yidei Loshon Targum. And what gives the Torah the ability to sustain the world is when the Torah is in the form of Shleimus Loshon HaKodesh, which means when the Torah has Loshon HaKodesh and Targum. Dahainu, al yidei she Yisrael am kodesh nisnasin v'nitztarfin bozeh ha'olam ha-bechira. By the Jewish people going through all the tests and the trials and tribulations that we go through in this physical world, between to have to choose between good and bad, right and wrong, kosher, unkosher. V'koyv shem es yitzrom, and we conquer our evil desires, our evil inclination. U'mishabrim tavosam, we break out of the wrong desires. U'misrachkim miniyuf, we distance ourselves from adultery and all kinds of illegal relationships with women. Umekaimem mitzvah satoira, and we fulfill the commandments of the Torah. Aydeze mevarin hatoiv shebetargum. By doing that, that's what enables us to sort out, to extract the good from targum, hatoiv shebe eitz hadas, and the good from the eitz hadas. Umashlimim es haloshna kodesh, and we complete that language that Hashem used to create the world with loshna kodesh. Bebchinas shleimus loshna kodesh al yidei loshen targum. As we know that in order for loshna kodesh to be shalem, it needs the targum. What is targum? Targum is many things. We said targum is noiga. Targum is eitz hadas toivora. Targum is a Jew in this world going through the punching match, going through the battle with his Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. That's Targum. And the more that the Jew succeeds in the battle, in making the right choices, choosing the good over the bad, the more he's making for the tikkun for Targum. He's extracting the good of Targum and putting himself in a position to elevate it and thereby complete and perfect Loshon HaKodesh. Avol b'Mitzrayim, whereas when we were still in Egypt, Shoya Koidim Kabbalah Satoira, which was before the Torah was officially given, Loyhoyev Sholovar Bishlema Satoiv Mira. Therefore, we couldn't possibly succeed in sorting out the good from the bad completely. And we couldn't possibly make the tikkun for Loshon Kodesh, which is dependent on the tikkun of Targum. Therefore, we couldn't possibly succeed on our own in defeating Egypt and being able to get out of Egypt. It's only through the fact that Hashem had tremendous pity on us with his great kindness, ubischus avoisenu, and based on the merit of our forefathers, Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, all of them, v'dileg al haketz, and Hashem passed over. He changed the rules. He overrode all the parameters, all the rules and regulations. Vohitzionu bi'atzmoi, and he took us out by himself. He went in and yanked us out of there by himself. Bibchinas isarusa delela, in the form of this heavenly hisor, a hisor is from above, not from below. Shezeo bechinas loshna kodesh levad koidem shenishlam. This represents the language of loshna kodesh alone before it has the finishing touches put on it, before it's complete, alidei loshen targum, before it's completed and perfected through targum. Shehu hashleimus shemashlimim oisim elamata b'zeh olam. That's the perfection. That's the completion of loshen hakodesh, which we do down below on this world, in this world. Rakuyis borach biatzmoi hishlam loshen hakodesh beha'ora neflo milamala. So the question is, if this Loshen HaKodesh that Hashem was using at the time was so unfinished, how did it do the job? How was it able to get us out of there and all of those miracles and everything if this was such a weak Loshen HaKodesh? The answer is, Hashem went into the closet and he pulled out one of his nuclear things. He pulled out major light from there, one of those big, gigantic flashlights from there that he had in a closet. The Gila, and he shone that super bright light on that first night of Pesach. The Gila le'ein koil shehu yisporach boroi lomoi bidiburoi. And Hashem made it perfectly clear to everybody that he created the world with his words, v'hu moishel gamata b'diburoi, and he's running the world right now also with his words, v'noisin koyach letzadikim l'shanois hateva kiritzoinoi, and Hashem gives the ability to tzadikim like Moshe Rabbeinu to change nature exactly the way Hashem wants it to be done. V'ideze hoitzio mimitzrayim bo'oisois nairois. And that's how Hashem took us out of Egypt, with incredible miracles, meaning that even though the Loshen Kodesh wasn't perfect, it wasn't complete, it couldn't be complete because there was no time. The completion of Loshen Kodesh is dependent on us, and we were too weak to do it at the time. Still, Hashem did what he had to do for that one night stand to make it very clear to the entire world that he ain't fooling around, and that he can do the job even by himself, even before Targum, before everything. Aval, however, Aval pi sheheir aleinu az he'ora niflo v'atzuma moi, even though on that night Hashem shined down upon us an incredible bright light, Aval pi kein adayin ein ze tachles hashlemus. That is not perfection. That is not shlemus. Machmashahoya rak bibchinas isarusa delela, because it was only based on heavenly isarus. Veloyhoya daim bibchinas hashlemus nishlam melamata al yadenu. The completion, the perfection was not being done downstairs over here through our participation. Shehu bechinas shleimus loshna kodesh al yedel shem targunal, which is the whole concept of perfecting, completing loshna kodesh through targum. And since that wasn't done, therefore it couldn't be a perfect job. V'alkein loyhoisa heora rak lefi shor b'yom rishon. And therefore, even though Hashem made this incredible display of fireworks and power and everything, it was a very short-lived power display. It lasted one night, and that was all. V'achar kach tekef nistalik. And then after that night, that light disappeared. V'azai tekef b'yoyim sheni, tzrichin onu lachzer u'lahaschel mechodosh. And that's why on the second day of Pesach, we have to step in there, and we have to make a new beginning. Now we're being introduced to the... Till now, Hashem was doing everything. Now it's our turn to get involved. And again, where do we start from? We start from the beginning. We start from one. Lahashlim HaKedusha, for us to be involved in completing the Kedusha, which means the Hainu HaLoshen Kodesh, completing Loshen HaKodesh, Al Yodeinu, through us. Lahashlim B'chinas HaLoshen HaKodesh, HaYidei Loshen HaTargum, to complete the Loshen Kodesh, by including Loshen Targum. Sheze Iker Hashlemos. That's perfection. That's 100. וזהו בחינס אומר סוערים שאנו צריכים להקריב ביום שני של פסח. And this is this korban of barley that we bring on that second day of Pesach, the first day of the Yom. Ki sa'oirim hu b'chinas habirur shaloshin targum, shu b'chinas eitz hadas toivara, because barley represents that tikkun of targum, which is eitz hadas toivara. Why? Ki sa'oirim hu kolul mimaychal odom u'maychal behema, because barley is a grain that's a combination of human food and animal food. In the chulent, we have the barley that some people put in. So barley is for humans to a degree. And it says, ki so'irim machilenois lebehemois, because barley is what's given to animals to eat. We find it throughout the Gemara. The Gemara mentions that several times. Avol gam mevarerinoisoi vo'isim imenu macholi odom. However, we also process barley, and it's also included in the diet of human beings. Mushroom barley soup. How could you be a human being and not know what mushroom barley soup is? Or cholent, I mean. Aval chitim, whereas wheat, kol ikar achilosoi hu rak maichalodim. Wheat is reserved specifically for humans only, just about. Ki chitim hu bechinas loshna kodesh, because wheat represents loshna kodesh. Remember, the word chito is bigamatria 22, the 22 letters of the aleph beis. Shehu bechinas kedushas Yisrael, shnei kroyim odom. That's the holiness of the Jewish people who are called odom. Aval so'irim, whereas barley, kolul mishneim. Barley is good and bad, human and animal. Loshna kodesh, mebechinas loshna kodesh, shubechinas odom, umebechinas loshna hashivim umay, shubechinas behema. Barley is the combination of human and animal. Loshna kodesh and the languages of the other nations. Kihu maichal odom, umaichal behema. It's human's food and animal food. Kihu bechinas loshna targum, shehu memutza, bein loshna kodesh, ubein loshna samim. Because barley corresponds to Targum, which is the intermediary between Loshna Kodesh and the languages of the other nations. V'alkein al yodoi ikar habirur. And this is why it's through barley that we have the main sorting out of good and bad is done in the barley arena. Shezehu ikar habinyan vashlemus shaloshna kodesh. And that's what really builds up and completes the Loshna Kodesh, bebchinas shlemus Loshna Kodesh ha'idei Loshna Targum. That the perfection and completion of Loshna Kodesh is through Targum. V'alkein tzrichen lohovi ho'omer misorim daika. This is why that korban is brought from barley. Because again, on the first day of Pesach, Hashem was doing everything, as we said. Why? Because we couldn't yet contribute. We didn't have a Torah. Without a Torah, we couldn't do any sorting out of good and bad. We couldn't touch Targum. We couldn't touch the good and bad. We were in the mud. We were on the 49th level of Tumah in Mitzrayim. And we couldn't do Issarus HaSan. So Hashem had to step in and do a total job by himself that first night. All Issarus HaDelayla. Loshna Kodesh. But version 1.1 of Loshna Kodesh, which is the version that's incomplete. Why? What's it lacking? It's lacking the human piece, the human intervention. It's lacking the tikkun of Targum, which is what puts the cream, the icing on the cake, and the charan to make Loshna Kodesh complete. Since it was Issarus HaDelayla, it was great, it was fabulous, but it was short-lived. It only lasted that one night to get us out of there and finished. Now you're on your own. This is why the following day we're on our own. What do? We switch to barley. We're in barley mode. We know because our tikkun is the tikkun of separating good and bad. Where do you have good and bad? In wheat, you don't really have good and bad. Wheat is Loshna Kodesh. Wheat is humans. It's barley, which is human and animal. It's Toivora. It's Jews and Lahavdol, the other nations. That's where the tikkun comes in. And by bringing a korban from barley, bringing it to the Beis Hamikdash, we're elevating, we're making that tikkun for Targum, Torah, Shebal Peh, all the different things. And that continues for 49 days. We kick off the operation, we start it with the Omer Soirim, and then we continue it for the next 49 days until we get to the grand finale, which is on Shavuos, when we bring the Shtei Halechem from Chitim, when we bring the two loaves from wheat only, as we're going to see soon.